Hello and welcome. This is a podcast, I guess I'm going to call Tuesday Talks, hence the name, Tuesday, or Fattest Tuesday. Yeah, this is just going to be kind of a random podcast for anything I feel like it's worth mentioning. If you hear any noise in the background, I'm deeply sorry. There's kids here, there's six of them, plus they have friends over. And if you hear like a low humming in the background, I guess that's white noise, you'd call it. It's coming from a swamp cooler that is built into my wall. There's nothing I can do about it. It's summertime, and it's Arizona, so yeah, that's kind of how it goes. I was planning to do this with a few friends, right? But yeah, plans just kind of shifted, and I said, screw it. If I get one out, I'll be motivated to do others. If you are in CastBox, this will sound normal and look normal because you get to see the numbers and stuff. But on YouTube, I don't think I'm going to put an image in the background because I don't really have an image. Like, I don't know, I might put like a picture of a cat or some shit. I don't care. But I am posting to both. Follow me on CastBox. My username should be the same. Fattest Tuesday. Simple as that. Also follow me on Instagram if you care. I like never post. All the ones I do post is just stupid stuff I find or something I really, really like. Yeah. Anyhow, I guess a good starting thing for this is, I honestly don't know. I should have continued on with, my original thing because I started my old podcast that was essentially the exact same thing as this. I started it back in like October of last year when the Antifa stuff was going on. Real juicy grapes there. But I'm just some piece of shit who's just bored out of his mind. And it feels like talking his head off. And I guess a good topic to start with for, I don't know, here, I'm a flip a coin. Where's a coin at? It's a hat. That's another hat. That's, I had a coin nearby. I don't know. I was going to say heads, political, tails, video game, but yeah, I guess I'll talk about video games right now. Do I really want to be a cynical type of podcast, or do I want to be, oh, happy joy, yeah, everything's fine. I'll just say what's on my mind. You know, Fallout 76 was announced, right, and then beta you could pre-order, which, honestly, I am down for. I'm getting it with my friend, I'm not going to mention his name, let's just call him, well, not without his permission anyhow. Let's just call him Fob. Anyways, me and Fob, we were talking about it. We're both huge Fallout fans, right? Extremely, extremely huge Fallout fans. Like, there are a few other people that I know that are as big of fans as us, because New Vegas was my favorite Fallout game by far. And okay, I have officially changed rooms. If there's a slight echo, I apologize, because this room is the better built than mine, apparently, and it's got a nice ambient echo, but yeah, kids were getting rowdy, and now I'm in my sister's room, because why not? I think that's better for the mic. Is it? Or is this... it's in my mouth. Alright. Well, the phone, anyways. Anyways, back to Fallout 76. God. Yeah, anyways... 76? 78? Whatever. Yeah, 76. Anyways, what was it? Fuck, I lost my damn train of thought because I got up and moved. Yeah. God, these fucking kids, I swear. This is why I'm not coming back after I finish school. I'm like, I'm out of here. Screw that place. Screw this place. But, so I just left a pair of earbuds in here. This ain't Juju's. It's probably one of her friends or some shit. Yeah, anyways, just a trash bag? Yeah, because it was screwing with slime. Yeah, anyways, I plan to have Fob in on the next podcast I do. Either him or, well, probably only him. Maybe my friend, let's call her Nil. Because I don't like using people's real names. I didn't even use my sister's real name, just used her nickname. But, yeah, Fallout 76, it looks so promising. Like, how there's multiplayer and such, right? With it being, like, up, I think it said up to four people. Or it only showed four, which I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's more than enough. So I only plan to play with maybe three people. Four if my friends call him... Let's call him Snow. He's an amazing person, by the way. Like, if I ever get him on this podcast, it's going to be insane. He's an incredibly intelligent dude. Yeah, anyhow, what was it? Got sidetracked complimenting a friend. Yeah, Fallout 76 seems like it's going to be the Fallout experience I've been looking for. Because when I had a laptop, I played Fallout New Vegas with a friend because they had multiplayer mod, and oh my god, it was so fun. Sure, it was a little janky, but it was, honestly, 10 out of 10 for it being just a mod. It was crazy good. But, yeah, I guess this will be kind of a trailer breakdown, too. I don't know. But what I got from two trailers and then, like, the 17 or however fucking many minutes they let out, because it's every time they do a so-and-so minutes of gameplay of so-and-so game, it's random. It could be like, oh, guys, the exclusive 17 minutes and 20 seconds of, I don't know, like, Batman The Diddler Rises or something. Just, it comes into it, like, it being just, I don't know, it just seems kind of sloppy, but then again, it's like, oh, it's like, hey, here's a few minutes of our gameplay, and we're like, take our money. Oh, man. Man, that makes me think back that whole, man, what was that thing called? It's that game that was, like, my friend Snow, he really wanted to play. Well, he got it, but he got his money back because it was terrible. It was what was it called? Something space? Something, it's something to do with traveling, and you got to discover planets and shit. But, and the whole promise was like, oh, it's, each planet's gonna have a different kind of... Yeah, as I was saying, someone came to talk to me again. Yeah, as I was saying, I wonder if the Fallout 76 thing, right, like with the trailer, where it says you can nuke enemies and stuff, because if it's a PvE game, I'm still gonna be happy. But if there's gonna be an aspect of PvP, like in like Dark Souls, where you can get invaded, quote unquote, which I guess the same terminology would apply, because you could be a raider, you can invade other players, but you'd bring your own equipment and stuff, so there would be some loss to it, like an actual apocalypse. Like if you send a guy in to go clear out a settlement, and you give him, like, two dudes to go with him, and you give them all guns and plenty of ammunition and supplies. If they don't come back with anything, or if they don't come back at all, that's a loss to you. So there's, like, a give and take with the invasion. Okay, another person came in. One of the girls, they're leaving. Or one of my sister's friends, or Marina's friends, or whoever. Yeah, whatever, I don't care if I use her name. She has a cousin that we adopted to be his sister, and same with me and my sister, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Where was that? Oh, yeah. Invasions would cost something, which is an interesting idea, and I would totally love, because it would make it to where... And if they also did it to where you can only get certain materials, like like how they said you have to nuke certain places to get rare materials, but it would increase the challenge, which is a smart thing. Then again, can you just nuke player settlements? Because that seems kind of cheaty. Unless you get like an anti-nuke or some shit like that, like in a game called Supreme Commander, which Supreme Commander 2, man, that was a good game. I still play it sometimes, too. But as I was saying, also weird, they have an 800 megabyte update like a month ago, and it, or not a month ago, like 2 weeks ago, and it freaked me out. I was like, what the? Because I hadn't touched the game since like 2011? Or 9, I don't remember. It was like mid-Xbox 360 lifespan. But, okay, yeah, back to Fallout 76. If they make a, like, if they do an invasion system akin to Dark Souls, like, where you get to invade, but the thing is, you stay in that person's world, like, until you leave, like, until you go to a certain area to leave that you designate, but you can't put within a certain distance of their fort because it gives them a chance. That's how I'd do it anyways, right? I would have it to where, like, what would be a resource that you'd have to raid someone? Like, power cores. Power cores. That would be a really important thing for anyone, because power armor, which they kept the Fallout 4 power armor, which I love. That was my favorite part of Fallout 4. You'd get into the suit, and you're just like, Hulkbuster! And you just, like, punch something, and it would die. Like, man, the power you got. Like, I remember fist fighting the Deathclaw that you first meet. That was in my legit playthrough. In my modded playthrough, the thing's always like a glowing or a mythic Deathclaw, because it's just like, unleveled world, baby! And you're like, please! But you've picked up, like, because you have other mods, you pick up... Never mind. Again, people don't know how to fucking open doors quietly. As I was saying, God damn it, every time someone comes in here, it just fucks with me. But power cores, like the armor for the, or the core for the power armor, because I'm assuming that's going to be a rare thing like it was in Fallout 4, like from the start, but I hope they make it, well actually no, since it's like, I don't know, like 200 years after, or not 200, 25 years after, which honestly... there's already, like, Deathclaws and shit, and I'm just like, and you're in freaking West Virginia, which is right next to Cowboy Wasteland, so you're like, how'd our Deathclaws already here? Oh, wait, no, thinking back on it, yeah, they were, like, a pre-war thing that was experimenting. Eh, yeah, 25 years. They never explicitly said where they originated from, but it's always been implied it was a, California thing, right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. As I was... back to the multiplayer aspect, though. That's what I find excessively amazing. Like, a prospect. Because I've always said... if Fallout ever has a multiplayer, they're going to make 10 times as much money as they would have. Because, think of it like this. You get it... and you, well, there's game sharing, but you get it, and then you're like, hey, Guy, my friend, his name's Guy, I guess, hypothetical. It's like, your buddy gets it, and then you want to play with him, and he's already game shared with someone else, so it's like you, the person you game shared with, the person he game shared with, and him, that's a team of 4 right there for the price of 2. It's an incentive for people to buy it, especially the pre-order, because you get to access the beta and see how it is with the multiplayer, which is probably going to be ass, but people are still going to complain about it. It's a beta for a reason. It's like, hey, test this, right? It's a thing that's always pissed me off when people when people harp on, like, betas, right? Like, sure, you can have your nitpicks. It's like, hey, this is how I would like them to fix it, right? But if they just complain nonstop about the fucking matchmaking, like, back in Halo Wars 2 Blitz, the Blitz beta, in the first, like, day, it was just ass, but that's how you expect it. Sure, you got a game or two in, but, like, you're waiting, like, a good 30, 40 minutes, like, for, like, when everybody was getting on, because, like, all the people who are really big Halo Wars fans, like, yours truly... started playing it, and it was just it was amazing, right? Like, it was an amazing idea, which the game was kind of mediocre, honestly. It was really fun, but it was just kind of eh. Like all the Halo games now, except Halo 5. Halo 5 was legitimately ass, because it was the first Halo with microtransactions. Actually, no, Halo 4 had them. Halo 4 was the first one, because you buy the little dealies, right? I don't remember. I played a lot of Halo 4, but I never bought anything. I got the EVA set and then just stuck with it, because that's my favorite thing, even if it looks retarded. But, yeah, I was still thinking, I really shouldn't grind my teeth like that, but when I need to think of something or I get mad, I do that. Yeah, well, anyways, I hear footsteps in the hall. I wonder if anyone's gonna open the door and then immediately close it, seeing me in here just sitting in a corner. I'm not in a corner, I'm up against a wall, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, the multiplayer, which, man, we already got the strat going down. Natured Snow, whatever, let's just call him Snow, because why not? If Snow gets on, right, because it's going to be me, Fob, and this, let's call him Zap, me, Fob, and Zap are definitely going to be playing together, me and Fob most of the time, though, because Zap has got very, he calls them Jewish parents. It's kind of funny. He's like, they're just being Jews about it. Because it's weird. They make him pay rent, but he can't stay up past, like, 10. Like, that's odd. I don't pay rent yet, but, yeah. But, yeah, the multiplayer is what is really drawing me into Fallout. Or Fallout 76. Because, you know, it's weird. I've been the only person to notice this, but in the trailer, when someone was spending caps, I think they made it to where you can build buildings instead of using resources. You can use caps if you want. It was the Fallout Shelter thing, like where you get the monies, or the caps. It was just copy and paste of that. I was like, oh, that's kind of cartoony. I like it. And yeah, you know, one of the things I thought they were doing, because Fallout 76, like the way the first trailer went. In, like, for the first trailer, it kind of, like, when you open the vault, or when you're in the vault, right, like, when the character's in the vault, it kind of just messed with me. Yeah, as I was saying, God, I lost my train of thought. Someone came to talk to me again. I really got to do these, like, at crackhead hours so no one bothers me. Honestly, I might do that. I might pump out, like, one or two a day, depending on how chatty I feel. Aside from this just being some, like, a vent, I guess, it's good vocal exercise. Oh, yeah, my biggest fear for Fallout 76 was that it was going to be stuck in the vault. I thought it was going to be like one of those shitty horror games or something. That I thought it was going to be like Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which I was just like, sure, it used to be a horror game, but it turned into an action game. Keep it like that. It was fun. It's one of those games you can sit down with a buddy and just play through in like 2 days and just feel like amazing after doing it. Resident Evil 6 was amazing, though. I love that. But yeah, I thought it was going to be like, oh, you go through, what happened to the vault? Like, I thought it was going to be one of those things, and I was just like, oh, Lord. But then they're like, reclaim. But yeah, fucking no one knows how to open a door quietly. They're just, hey there, anybody in here? Fucking autists. But as I was saying, yeah, when they said reclaim the land, my mind was just like, oh, amazing, kind of shit, right? Like, I was just like, yes, and I nutted when they said you can build anywhere, like you decide. I was like, oh, finally. The only thing that I can see being bad about that, I'm going to spend so long looking for a flat area. She's going to drive me fucking bonkers. And it's going to kill me. Like, I made a deal with Fob. I said he can decide the base spot, but I'm actually going to do that. because I'm probably going to be the one building, because all he knows how to do is shoot, and even then he's acid aiming. But yeah, he said he wants to be the tank, so I said, yeah, you get the first set of power armor, bud. I'm just going to do literally everything else, and he's just like, yep. Yeah. But yeah, this is, like, again, it was a really welcomed, like, surprise when they said, there's multiplayer. Like when there's just like, it's multiplayer! Ah! Like, everything blew up for me. I was just like, this is the greatest thing in the world, right? Like, at the time, like it still is. Because it was like, yes, finally, multiplayer! The graphics look a little dumbed down compared to Fallout 4, but that was from the beta. I'm assuming it's just going to be crystal clear. Like, graphics ain't really an issue for me. It's just if they... Usually when they look ass and they try to run it good, it just plays like ass. Like, that's what happened with Fallout 4 VR. Voice crack. Fallout 4 VR, right? And it was just a monstrosity. It was terrible. And like from what I've seen, and I got to play a little bit, actually. It wasn't that bad when I got my hands on it, but it was, like, from videos I seen, like, you could see inside your own face with the VR thing. You would think your head wouldn't be a thing, right? Because it's just, like, why not? Like, your hands and your head and part of your torso wouldn't be a thing, because you're just like, oh, look down, there's my feet. And then, because you got the little Wii nunchuck bullshit things to do for your hands, right? And it was just something that, like, when I seen that, I was just like, ew. Yeah. Another thing for Fallout 76 is, like, the Automatron DLC from Fallout 4. I actually love that. A lot of people are like, eh, it's just you build robots. I'm like, you build robots! Like, when you get it, you can populate a settlement. You're like, and robots don't give a shit. They stay at, like, 50% happiness no matter what, because they're like, eh, I don't care. Because it's like food, water, beds, all I need to do is just stand around all day and not get shit on by weird pigeons with, like, tumors. Also, those are synths, apparently. Those cameras in the Institute. Yeah, the cameras in the Institute, that's what, I thought that before seeing a, Oxhorn video. Yeah, I was like, because I seen it in different angles. I was like, I didn't see any cameras, ever. I seen a few in the Commonwealth, those big fat-ass square ones. I was just like, neat, like, every once in a while, but not as many as they showed. I was like, they're the fucking birds. Some of them were in weird-ass positions. I want to build robots, honestly. Well, with, because robots, you can build everything from... I actually built a medic robot at one point. What it did, it had the, I forget the MISC torso mod it had, but it was pretty much a, I should really stop leaning back, because, the volume, I don't think it's catching, because for some reason, the, mic in these earbuds is complete ass, and it doesn't want to work, so I'm assuming it's just the phone recording. So if the quality's ass, I'm sorry, but I'm not recording this again, because it's been 23 minutes, and I've just been sitting here talking about Fallout, which is not a bad way to spend 23 minutes, or 24 minutes now, about. This would be much easier with more than one person. Yeah, I might not do this every day, I might do this like every other day, or maybe twice a week or some shit. Let's take it away from a Fallout game and bring it to... Borderlands 3. Oh boy, I've been waiting for that game for so long, right? Like, I've got money set aside to get that, like, day one pre-order. Like, I got 120 set up. I'm just like, I don't care. The thing could be 200 and I'd still get it. Because Borderlands 3, my man. It'd be the fourth Borderlands, but it'd be Borderlands 3 because the pre-sequel. Man, oh man. Apparently there's going to be 16 at minimum. 16 non-DLC, or no, it's 12 or 16 non-DLC characters in Borderlands 3 to start with, and I'm like, oh my god, right? And from what I've heard and a few videos I've watched, supposedly up to 8 people. That's 8 people to play with, right? And that's insane. Like, I remember, like, man, I went through up to level 72 or OP8 run in Borderlands 2 with 3 other people, and we were all Gunzerkers. Oh, man. It was chaos. Everyone had miniguns or rocket launchers, just mowing them down. We also did an Axton run. Wait, I said Axton very weird, but Axton run, which is kind of fun up until level 72, then everything becomes a bullet sponge. But when there's 4 turrets and they all have slag rounds and the rocket and the shield and everything, it's insane. Especially the halfway point where everyone's got like the missile pods and the Gemini. So it's like you throw 2 and then they have rockets on them, and it's just, that's 8 turrets, and that's kind of crazy. But yeah, it's just, oh man, just imagine that with like 8 people, just. That's 16 turrets. That's enough to, like, mow down anything. Man. Wonder if they'll just have all the characters from all the games who are still alive. And, yeah, man, that'd be amazing. That'd be really cool, though. Yeah, and then, I don't know, who would be DLC characters? Wait. Okay, there's Krieg, Axton, Maya, Salvador, Zero, the Mechromancer, I forget her name, Gage, yeah, that's her name, Gage. That's 6 people. Then there's Claptrap, because I'm assuming they're going to have that, because he was a kind of a success in number 3, or pre-sequel. Then there's Mordecai, Brick, and Lilith. That's only 10. Wow, that's only 10. And then there'd be like 2 more, which I'm assuming like Hammerlock and, I don't know, maybe Mad Moxie. Man, Moxie as a character. I'm assuming it's going to have something to do with charming, right? Like you'd like blow a kiss or some shit, and then an enemy becomes on your team. It's just like, hey, just like blowing a kiss. Honestly, that could actually be a skill tree. Believe it or not, that I would believe every word of that, or every decision on that. Who knows? Maybe I got a lucky guess. Adjusting my ghetto mic stand. Pretty much, it's a GoPro faced down on its stand, and I'm just using it to hold my phone. Because yeah. But yeah, I just. Borderlands 3, I've been looking forward to that. Man, I've burnt out on Borderlands 1, 2, and pre-sequel waiting for it. I've been waiting for it since Borderlands 1. I've been waiting for 3. Nah, like, as I got to the midpoint of Borderlands 2 on my first playthrough, like, way back in, man, I forget when I first played it. I think it was, like, a year after it came out. Because I played Borderlands 2, and then I played Borderlands 1, and then I played pre-sequel. And then I played 1, and then 2, and then pre-sequel, and then pre-sequel again, then 2, then 2, then 2, and then I just kept going. Because number 2 is my favorite. It's so cool. So fun. Huge open world. Yeah, and the DLCs weren't ham-fisted like in the, like, pre-sequel. Pre-sequel, they're like, hey, let's make money. And then they're like, oh, shit, this made money. Hey, let's do some DLCs. And then they were a pain in the ass to get to. They should have done the level 20 thing. Like, oh, you can start them at level 20 or level 25. No, you gotta be, like, level 36 to start them. And I'm like, that's in-game on your first playthrough. Right? And, what was I saying? But, yeah, I'm really excited for Borderlands, right? Another game I'm kind of looking forward to is, what was it called? Man, I seen it and I was like, oh, that looks neat. Anthem. Yeah, Anthem looks really fun, but I have been informed that the liberals and stuff are getting to it, like the new lady at Activision or whatever. You'd think they would, like, hire someone like me, right? To be like, make our decisions for us, because we are a bunch of inept children who don't understand. Hey, people don't like this, so let's not do that. No, they're like, hey, let's just keep getting the idiots to throw money at our fire, right, and try to put it out. Sadly, oh man, if you hear clicking, I'm sorry. I'm trying to adjust the thing so I can actually see the audio and all that, like, properly. Come on. There we go. I should have paused it before doing that, but now I can actually talk in it, and it being probably way more clear now because I'm, like, looking directly at the screen. With how things have been going with video games, it's either shitty production, shitty, like, getting it out there, like, advertising, or it's political things, because too much right and too much left in anything just sours it for everyone involved. Like, look at, what's a good example? Well, Anthem, because they got this new chick on there who's trying to make it all PG, or not PG, PC, which really bothers me, because, like, if I were in charge of a game, I wouldn't be like, oh, the SJWs are retarded. I'd do it outside the game. I'd be like, yeah, you all fucking retarded for doing something. But, like all the ones who are uppity about it. Me, I could care less what the hell you believe in, because as long as you don't force it upon me, or anyone that I really care about, or anyone in general, really, I have no problem with it. Like, if it's something completely ridiculous that you're trying to force on someone that doesn't abide by it, it's just a dick move to do. However, back to Anthem. Anyhow, I really need to get Snow on here. Snow or Fob. Fob's kind of been following that story. Me, I've been kind of mediocre about it, because I was like, oh, that game looks cool. It looks like a mixture of Titanfall and, like, Halo, but, StarCraft. That was the name of the game. StarCraft. Man, I hate that. Yeah, StarCraft was that game that was just complete ass, that Snow got his money returned to him, because everyone else did, because they're like, you just straight lied. Yeah. Anyhow, it's kind of just, well, at this point, like, okay, let's take a step away from games. Look at movies. Look at the Ghostbusters movie, like the new one that came out. Like, well, it's not new anymore, but the most recent one with all the women in it. It fucking bombed because everyone was just like, "This is ass. It's just a fucking gender swap of something." Gender swapping something doesn't make it inherently good. Like, it never makes it good. Because what if we took that Ocean's 8 or whatever the fuck, the Ocean 11 ripoff. Fucking, it's the Ocean movies. Well, it's not a ripoff, it's probably a continuation. It would be just fucking, it's gonna be ass. Like, I haven't seen it, but Rotten Tomatoes, like, the people, the producers or whatever, the critics, giant ass air quotes here, the ones that could be bought out by anything, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm for women's rights, all that bullshit. Women have rights. They're equal to men in they're equal to men. We're different, but equal. They're usually way more cool-headed on certain subjects than men. They're more volatile than men. We're stronger. They're more flexible. They're way more caring, honestly. We can be heartless bastards sometimes. It don't matter. That's a discussion for another day. Because I can't really say that without a woman present, like, someone who opposes my thing, because I like people. I'm friends with people who oppose my ideas, or that have something to add to them. Yeah. Anyhow, drawing a blank again. Yeah, the Ghostbusters movie, it was ass. It was straight ass. It bombed in theaters, and they're like, oh, it's the men! Ugh. Well, if it was the issue with men watching it, right? Wouldn't that mean we are the majority and you should shut the fuck up? Because we kind of are, but we don't... It isn't, oh, it's a bunch of women, oh, I'm gonna hate that movie. I don't know why I put a gay accent on. But, yeah, anyhow, that's not how it is. No one I know personally is like that. If a movie's bad, it's fucking bad. Like, Jurassic World, I wanted that shit to be good. It was cool in some parts, but it was just ass. I said ass very loud. It was new. The new one looks pretty promising from what I've heard. One of my favorite YouTubers, Penguins Zero, you probably know him better as Critical, my fucking idol. He watched it and he said it was a pretty good thing on his moist meter. The moist meter, he gave it a 65, which is a D. It ain't bad, but it ain't good, right? He said it was pretty entertaining. But if we took if we took Wonder Woman and just switched her out with her brother Jason, which she does have a brother, shocker. Look it up. In the Wonder Woman movies, right? And we just still called it Wonder Woman, but it's a fucking dude. Women out there would just, like, they would shit themselves in pure anger. It's just, like, it's not a woman. Equal rights. You're a bigot. If you don't like it, you're a bigot to men. If we started playing like that, it would put an end to their shit real quick, but nobody has the time for that. Honestly, like, if we play the fucking oppression Olympics with them, like, we're gonna win, because it's... Look at all this shit that's been being passed. And it's funny, because a lot of the female thing, like, the female bills I've been passing, like, oh, the wage gap, technically they did make a bit more, but more men than women are getting settlements, because we've been being paid less than women, and they're like, hold on, and it's like, shut your ass, you done screwed the pooch. Which is really, really funny, in my opinion. Yeah, it's like, look if we took Fast and the Furious, which honestly I didn't really like, but I've, like, when I say recently, like, I'm talking today and yesterday, just watched all through 7, so I'm pretty sure there's an 8th one now, or there's been for a while, like the one after Paul Walker died. Seriously though, they could have saved him from the crash. I seen the crash on YouTube, and I was like, seriously, like, you guys sat there on your fucking phones, like, man, I would have jumped the like, gap thing, went over there, and just tried getting mad. I wouldn't care if I fucked up my hands. And for one, it's a human life, and you're like, I'm gonna get so many views on Instagram! Being a fucking, like, I would say a attention whore, but no, you're more of an attention goblin at that point, right? Voice crack. Attention goblin. That's going to be my new favorite insult. You're an attention goblin. Yeah, doesn't sound as good as attention whore, but it gets a greedy sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay, that's going on. That's going in the vault. I rewatched them, and the first three were kind of all right. I skipped Tokyo Drift. I'm saving that one for tonight, because I was just... I didn't know which order that was. I probably should have went 1-2 Tokyo, then the other one, because the Asian guy's in the third one. But I was like, I'll just save it for last, because why not? I don't really care. He dies in the next movie. I'm like, oh, well, fuck. Yeah. But, yeah, they're really good. Man, Vin Diesel has always been my favorite actor, though, because, like, in Pitch Black and the Riddick movies, oh, my God. Those are my favorite movies, like, of all time, honestly. I like Riddick more than the Alien movies, and I love the Alien movies. Like, I'm a huge fan, right? Xenomorphs are my, like... Snow is a bigger fan than me. Like, he's like, Xenomorphs, ooh! Like, he's foaming from the mouth. He's a huge fan. He loves the idea. The concept's amazing. Right? It's like the Flood from Halo. We both love just aspects of human bodies getting hijacked by another thing. For plot, it's such a cool thing, right? But yeah, man, if I could spend a day with Vin Diesel, oh my God! You know, fun fact: my father's a piece of shit, but he looks like a skinnier. Well, back before he became a meth head, he looked like a skinnier Vin Diesel, like dead ass. Like when he shaved bald, he looked like when Vin Diesel looked in his younger years, like back when he was like 30. Insane! I was like, what the. But yeah, man, if I could spend a day with Vin Diesel, oh, man, I would just fangirl. I'd be like, Pitch Black, Riddick, make another one, Man, seriously, they need to make another Riddick movie fast. They need to pump them out year after year. I don't care how bad people say it, I'm gonna love it. But, man, I'm just getting all
enthusiastic over the ideas of more Riddick movies. I'm like, screeching my head off. But, yeah, it's just... If you gender swap with anything, it's fucking stupid. Like, if they took, let's see, what would be a good comparison? Well, if I made like two, but one's for dudes, the other one's for chicks. If we take, Batman wouldn't work because there's Batwoman. You can just make a Batwoman movie. It's like, yeah, okay, it's Martha Watson? No, Martha something. I know her name's Martha. It's the detective's daughter, or inspector something. Special agent Kane? No, Martha Kane? Martha Brooks. I think it's Martha Brooks. But yeah, it don't matter. Gender swapping, stupid. And also, to talk about shitty things, Andromeda. That game fucking flopped, man. Like, number 3 flopped, right? Because Shepard died, and it was just the ending. No spoilers if you haven't played Mass Effect 3 yet. It was,
guys, I'm up here!
Children be screaming. Yeah. Oh, there goes my phone. Okay, yeah, my phone fell, and then someone came in the room. Busted in, like, SWAT team. Thinking. Mass Effect 3 was complete ass. Like, the bad guy had, like, a normal sword, right? And Shepard just straight punched through it at the end. I'm just like, okay. You had, like, the fucking Tron disc of, like, wristwatches there. You could have used that. You're like, cut through, because you can cut through anything with that, apparently, which is just whatever. It's the future. I don't care. Number 1 and 2 were amazing games. I was excited for 3. I played a bit of 3, and it was boring, and then I beat it, and then it was even more boring. Because, like, no matter what you did, it was just like, oh, let's rush it, guys. Let's end this and get money, because our corporate overlords don't know how to fucking chill out. Like, how hard is it to say, hey, fan base, loyal fan base that loves our content, loves our game, hold on a few more months. We need to finish this up, blah, 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 and all that thing. Seriously, I would wait 10 years for Halo 6 to come out if it was half as good as number 3. Seriously, the others have been complete ass, and it's like Halo Infinity now, or Halo Unlimited, or some shit, whatever it's called. I'm not even sure if it's Halo 6, because I don't know why. They're like, Halo Guardians for Halo 4, and then I forget what they called Halo... No, Halo 5 Guardians. Halo 4 was, like, some other shit, and then they're like, nah, it's Halo 4. Yeah, it's just complete fucking stupidity on their part. But yeah, seriously, like, how hard is it for a game company, like, a developer to be like, can you guys chill out for, like, another 3 months? We're sorry, we'll throw in, like, a little gift for anyone who pre-ordered, like, oh, here's a little pack of, or fucking mandatory microtransactions. Thought someone hit the door for a second. But yeah, it's just like, hey, here's a cookie for waiting. It, like, I would genuinely be like, I'd wait 3 fucking years for a good game at this point. Because they've all been meh. All of them have been meh. Halo 5 was ass, Fallout 4 was meh. Skyrim Remastered don't count as a new game. It's just, oh, mods for consoles. That's cool. You just, whatever. I enjoyed it for a while. There's people still enjoy it. I'm just sitting here like I've played over fucking 260 hours on it back on the 360 on 2 separate profiles. And I'm just like, or 3. Yeah, 3 separate profiles. Because one got corrupted. The other one I deleted and I forgot the password. And now the other one I forgot and deleted. Yeah, it don't matter. But yeah, it's just... Man, I don't know why Microsoft could capitalize on this idea. If there's, like, because they can milk it, right? And I would not shame them for sitting behind and say, this is our decision to let the developers have a bit more time if they need it, because the ending of a game is the most important thing of it. The beginning's important, the middle's important, the ending is the most important part. It's the setup for the next game. It's the... Or the ending to a franchise. Like, Halo 3 wasn't supposed to be an ending because the legendary cutscene, like, ending cutscene. It was supposed to be like, hey, we're going to take a little break. We're going to shit out a few more Halo games that aren't complete... Like, they're not the next in line. They're not the next main story. Halo 3 ODST was supposed to be a DLC. Halo Reach was supposed to be... the Halo Reach. And then there was another one. There's supposed to be one more Halo game. That got canceled because Bungie was like, fuck it, you guys are whipping us too hard. Not an original member of Bungie left. They all left because they're like, screw it. Bungie's ass now, because look at Destiny. Destiny was a fun game for me. I like grindy games, but when DLC is required to level up, right, and I'm not talking like Borderlands level up, because Borderlands, you get to max level. OP8 and all that was optional stuff. You're still level 72, technically. You were just access to stronger guns and harder enemies. With games like Borderlands, it's kind of needed, like if you, because there's actual DLC that was part of the story. With, like, I get the argument with Destiny is it was part of the story. It was a 15-minute long DLC. I did it in 15 minutes. The boss fight. I'm counting the boss fight. 15 minutes because I died once to myself. Crota was easy. I got a sword from a challenge. Whoopty fucking do. The ending was ass because you didn't get the armor. You had to go grind for the armor. And when I mean grind, I mean fucking grind. Like, you had to do the, not Iron Banner. You had to go through and kill, like, all of his generals and shit. And that was for a chance to get it. Then you had to go through and through and through. If it's a raid like that takes so long to do, I don't count raids as, like, add-on time for a DLC. I count that as a mission that should be played, like, maybe 5 times a month, maybe. If it's easy. If it's hard, maybe once a month. I don't count that as direct game time, because, like... First of all, half the time you can't do them by yourself. The only way to do them by yourself is to get in the game and then get everyone to leave, which is hard to do, because sometimes you just want to do it on your own, because you're like, I like a challenge. No, there should be an option, because also, campaign, there should always be an offline mode, because sometimes you're in a storm and the Wi-Fi's ass. Me, I've always had ass Wi-Fi. Haven't had really good Wi-Fi ever. And that's a personal thing, but every game that is above 20 gigabytes, or actually above 15, should have an offline mode. Not that hard to do. Not impossible. I just hate for when someone resets the router and doesn't tell me, and I'm in the middle of a raid, I can't fucking rejoin. It's just like, oh, you get a view until they all die, or they hit the next checkpoint, and you're in the middle of a fucking boss fight. And it's like that time monitor from Destiny 1. Destiny 2, I hear, is complete fucking ass. Like, the DLC ain't worth it, because, the DLC's coming out. Nobody wants to get it. PvP's ass, because there's this thing called, like, a Graviton something. It's not like a Graviton Surge from the Warlock class in number 1. It's like a sniper rifle that's, like, the best in the game, and it's a DLC weapon or something like that. But I played a little bit of it at a friend's house, and I'm just like, I'm not fucking impressed, right? But with it being just DLC add-on, I would expect, like, 4 hours at minimum for a DLC that costs $20. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't $20. It was $60, like the fucking game, when it first came out. Then it dropped down to $20, because, there were, like, those 4 people in per, like, state who got it. They were like, oh, yes, it is worth it. This game's fun. The fanboys. I get Bungie. I get it. It's Bungie. It's Bungie. It's Bungie. It's not Bungie. It's not Bungie anymore. It will never be Bungie. It bears the name, but it has none of the old blood. None of it. You could say, like, oh, there's no... Like, look at BioWare. Actually, no, there might be a few people left in BioWare. Believe it or not. But BioWare has had people pass through and stick. When Bungie started Destiny 1, because, like, the story changed so many fucking times... The lore changed. That's probably why it's an ass game, too. It was just terrible. I don't get why they try to squeeze as much money. The thing is, the companies have gotten to this mindset where it's just, oh, give us your money now and we'll shit out mediocre stuff later and for an unfinished game, too. I remember back in, like, Halo 2. I got on Halo 2 when it first came out, right? Like, I was a little kid. Like, I was a baby, but I still played. I was ass, but I fucking loved every second of it, right? And you know what that did? That made me fall in love with Halo. And these Halo games aren't Halo. They feel more like Call of Duty than anything. Now there's, like, supply drops and all that. I'm just like, come on. There could be cosmetics and stuff, but don't lock them behind, like, buying doors. Like, man. The thing is, Halo isn't a CSGO. You can't have, like, skin raffles and shit. Or not skin raffles. Loot boxes and stuff. And it's like, oh, you get a random thing. And no one else can get it because it's so fucking rare. Or it's super hard to get. Which I can see. I don't see, like, they should lock the really cool looking things behind, like, kill things. Like, you kill 10,000 people, you get, like, a fucking glow-in-the-dark gun or something. Or, I don't know, or 10,000 headshots. And that'd be fucking insane. And then one's, like, a million headshot kills, and it's just, like, you could be shooting a smaller Master Chief at that point. I wouldn't care. But, or a smaller you, or, I don't know. But, yeah, it's just, again, back to the leveling up with DLC thing. I don't think you should be locked behind that. I think certain weapons should be, because it's DLC. It is not like, oh, it comes out. Everyone gets it, except the people who paid for it. Or the people who paid for it get it, but they still paid. Don't matter. Even the people who don't pay, or didn't pay for it, got it. But, yeah, that's one of my nitpicks with it. Like, in Destiny, it was a whopping 6 levels, and I couldn't use weapons that I picked up in the base game. Like, I got legendary weapons that were ass, but I couldn't fucking use them, because they're like, oh, it's level 40, you can't use them unless you buy the DLC. I'm like, these shouldn't drop unless I have the DLC, right? Because it's level 40, and they're like, nah, and then it was just complete fucking ass. It triggered me so much, right? But another thing, is that with DLC, right, I get it, like, maps and stuff, because that's what DLC is. It's maps, it's guns, it's characters and stuff, classes, which I found really alright in Destiny 1. The subclasses you unlocked, like the Stormcaller was my favorite, because I was a dirty warlock in it. In PvP, when they're, like, everyone's like, let's swarm those two people, and I'm just like, skedaddle, skedigger, and I just burned them all, because I was just like, lightning, you can find something that rhymes with skedigger, on YouTube, put it in the comments. Oh, wait, no, CastBox has comments, dude. Put your best guess in the comments, to the, like, one dude who's listening to this, because he's bored. Yeah, I don't think all content should be locked behind a paywall, really. Like, when DLC comes out, it should come out as, like, an expansion, and people get a little taste of it, right? It's like, oh, you get two of the maps are free, everyone gets it, but there's, like, 5 or 6 that aren't, and it's like, these are the better ones, but you gotta make sure those two that you gave them are good, so they're like, I'll partake. What's $20 for extra maps? This adds on to my game time. Excuse me. Yeah, it's just a, it really grinds my gears that, like, all the big companies like Activision and Sony and shit are just like, how about we throw microtransactions in because, Call of Duty did it, and Call of Duty's a lip-smacking good game, and we can milk the shit out of it. Oh, look, Overwatch is doing it. Well, Overwatch came out with it, which is fine, because you earn them in the game. You just fucking play it. For every, like, 3 games you play, you get 1 loot box if you do good, and you're playing with friends, but whatever. But if you're not doing good and you're not playing, it's like every five games that you play through and you get a few kills, it doesn't matter. You play and you have fun. Those are all cosmetics, but Halo 5 Guardians, you're like, let me call in a tank. And, oh, look, mine's better than yours, and one-shots yours. And you're like, nah, yeah, but not really one-shot. It's like two or three piece it. And you're like, four or five, what the fuck, six. Then you've already died, and you're like, oh, whatever. But it's just, yeah, it's just dumb shit, right? Like, with DLC and it being multiplayer in Fallout 76, like, that's my big concern. Will you be locked away from playing with your friends, or will it be like Destiny, where you can see that they have the shiny, and you don't, and you're like, I want the shiny. Although, it could be like Dying Light, where you can drop people the weapons and shit. I don't know, that could make a neat trading scene. With Dark Souls 3, you can do that, because I play Dark Souls 3 still. I don't like Remaster that much, because I played the original, like, on the back end of its life, but, man, it's just full of the bullshit. Backstab fishing is just, and you can't roll out of emotes, so you can't taunt and be like, ooh, you do an emote, you're dead. It's like, oh, my, Wamu, shouldn't be, you're already dead. And it's like, oh, especially if someone has worse Wi-Fi than you do, and you already have fucking potatoes, but they got a potato chip. It's just, like, they'll look at you, and you're like, oh, you'll, like, die, and you're like, when did you swing? And they're like, I didn't, and then you just flop over, like, in Minecraft, and you hear, like, the fucking Roblox, oof, and you just die, you're gone, get deleted, because someone with ass internet, but, yeah, it's just, some of the shit that I see and just hear on YouTube and in games, it's just annoying. Like, as a gamer, I play games regularly, like, daily. I play all day, every day, right? It's just, man, it's depressing to see that type of thing pop up more and more and more and more, because companies get greedy, and they're like, oh, they're putting low effort, I don't have to put effort in. They're like fucking kindergartners, because they don't care about us anymore. Like, I would say, oh, let's not buy a game, but we're not gonna fucking do that, because we're bored. We're like, fuck it. That's why, like, if Microsoft comes out, like I said, and they're like, they put an emphasis on making a good game. Like, my god, dude, that would be so fucking fun. It's just, or not so fun, so fucking cool. Because they're like, hey, we've listened to you, we understand, we appreciate the business that you bring us. And that's what makes us better than Sony, that's what makes us better than everything, that's what makes us a superpower in the gaming world, right? It's just, man, it's not just in gaming, it's in everything, computers, fucking, I'm surprised they don't have cars yet, but they probably have a car somewhere that's like, oh, or created by Microsoft, they probably made the chips that are in it for, like, this GPS or something. But yeah, they're like, we have Bing, which is just ghetto Google, but it's still good. It's, honestly, I go to Bing sometimes instead of Google to find shit. So they started, Google started filtering. That's another thing for another podcast. Oh shit, dude, 58 minutes. God damn, time flies. Man, I'm alone, and I'm just rambling on in a slightly echoey room. Again, sorry for the echo. Can't really do anything about that. Yeah, it's just, oh, I might set up a ghetto thing where you can hear him through the Xbox. Oh, that'd be kind of cool. I can make it to where it comes out, and then just, all right, yeah, that's pretty neat, then. Man, that's trippy. That's a trippy thought. But yeah, it's just, when other companies make fun of us, but they're like, oh, here's some microtransactions, just slap it on there. Like, EA is actually fucking learning. The short bus of companies is just like, I see people don't like that. It's like, fucking, I don't know, it's like a, that's a good comparison. It's like a baby seeing another baby getting run over in the street. It's like, I'm not going over there, fuck that. Like, a two-year-old's like, nah, unless it's something slow. It's, yeah, that's a very morbid thing. A baby getting run over is like, fucking retard. Oh, man, that's a fucking fucked up idea. But, yeah, it's, just a weird idea I got going on that is just, If one company started treating us like we weren't just, we're fucking like cows, and they're jabbing us with like sharpened sticks and holding bags of money, they're like, give your shekels to us, jabbing us every time. They're like, here's a new game, slapping like, I don't know, like fucking ground beef in our troughs, and it's like, we're cows, the fuck, and they're like, fucking eat, and then they're jabbing us. And it's just like, oh. The only thing they're giving us, so we gotta kind of fucking play it, so. Yeah, like, oh man, just imagine if Microsoft does this, like, if they do that, where they actually listen to us, and they actually take criticisms, and they actually let games fucking go, like, get fucking made, and it isn't just complete ass. Right? Like, look. Like, in the beta for Fallout 76, right? It's just, if they listen to criticisms that people got, say, hey, I wish this was a thing, I wish this was a thing, and they push it back a few months, right, like 4 or 5 months for extra development, my god. Dude, anyhow, it's just, man, I gotta get used to the CastBox thing where it goes from 59 minutes and 59 seconds to fucking 1 minute, and I'm just like, oh god, it started over. But as I was saying, if they sit back, take a step back, and just don't immediately grab onto the shekel bag just yet and let it get filled up, and we're like, get comfortable, and we're like, oh yeah, getting into a stride, and then they release a game, we criticize, they improve, they push it back a few months, then they release, we love it, and so on and so forth. Other companies would look at that and be like, holy shit, being retarded isn't a good cash grab anymore. And Microsoft's just like, exactly. Right? It would be just the perfect thing. Like, honestly, I'd be kind of proud. As someone who's played Xbox all my life, like, I played PlayStation first, then I switched to Xbox when I was a little kid, and then I just stuck with Xbox. I've had PlayStation, then Xbox, then PlayStation, then Xbox. And then I was just like, Xbox 360? Xbox One. Perfect. I was like, this is an awesome station. Right? But another nitpick I got is,
Watch your language.
It's English. It's fine. It's my granddad. He's probably smoking again. Another nitpick is if they release things like they've been releasing, right? At least they should make it to where there could be like a public kind of like petition thing. It's like, hey, we want this in the game, right? Or we want this in the upcoming thing, right? People could go there and just be like, oh, they put their 2 cents, and people would vote on it and say, oh, that's a good idea, and then they'd take it and they're like, hey, da 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 da, and then in the editor credits or whatever, they're like, this person had this idea, and this many people liked it, so we put it in the game. And it's just like a little thank you, right? And I think that would draw people back in, because a lot of people are just, like, just not caring anymore. It's really sad. But yeah, 1 hour and 3 minutes. I might pump out another episode later today, or tomorrow morning, or tomorrow night, rather. Yeah, tomorrow night, maybe. This has been, I guess, the first episode of Tuesday Talks, so who knows, maybe I'll do this every Tuesday. Kind of funny. Although, it is a Saturday, so whatever. Days don't matter. Hope you liked it. If you liked, subscribe, comment, whatever. I don't care. Well, I do, but I don't. If you liked it, tune in for the next one. I guess turn the notifications on, because I don't remember that being a thing until a little recently ago. But yeah, have a good day.